the first thing that you got to really sit back and look at, even when we played them last year, they're a running team. Even when Wentz was at quarterback, he threw it around, but they're a running team. So to say it changed much, not at all. Things that they ask Wentz to do, they don't ask Foles to do all the exact same things, but the offense hasn't really changed.
And were you able to glean anything from that game last year where they ran for 208, I believe?
I'm glad you said it. I'm glad you said it. They hit you right in the mouth. And when a team does that, you have to respond. So we're doing a really good job of understanding that we have a long path and a long way to go. And we learned a lot from that experience, just like last week, different experience, understanding that we'll be on the road. And the cool part about the moment now and the things that happen is we always talk about experience. And one of the things that we say is, as a group, as a unit, it's about making the players better and also making the coaches better. What can we learn from each situation? And that one there, in my 15 years being in this league, they hit us in the mouth. So we got to be prepared for that.
And Jay Ajayi was, before Gurley last week, was only back over 100 against you all. How are they incorporating him into the attack, and how's that combo with him and Blunt back there?
Great combo. Don't forget 28 Wood in the backfield with him. Like, they have he's filled in for Sproles. So I think when you put all those pieces together, now you have that tandem. And got to give credit to their offensive line. Peters went out and they just stepped in and they didn't miss a beat. So I think that's one of the things that you got to start with first is the fact that they are still establishing a run game. They're asking the quarterback to get the ball to receivers outside. Jeffrey's doing the same thing that he's always done. Nelson has grown and matured into his own zone. So you have your hands full. Ertz is playing at an all-time right now. So we want not only got to start the run, but you got to start the pass game because Foles is a pro quarterback. He's been here. He's been in it. He's been a starter. So you got to prepare for him that way.
Do you at least not have to worry about, though, a quarterback taking off? I mean, Nick has really been reluctant to take off with the football, even when it looks like he's had chances to. And does that help you, allow you to do things that maybe you wouldn't otherwise?
I wouldn't say you're not worried about it. If you go back, he's been offered basketball scholarship. He's a real athlete now, so let's not forget that. He played in Chip Kelly's system that was zone read. So you don't worry about him pulling it every play, but you know he has those capabilities, so we're preparing for that as well. It's not every play like it was with Wentz, and Wentz didn't run zone read every play. A lot of it was Wentz being an athlete and maneuvering in the pocket. His pocket presence was totally different than it was the year prior. And those things, understanding that he's more of a pocket passer, we got to understand that we got to make sure that we be able to rush the quarterback. That's really the key.
What would you say Nick Foles' strengths are as a quarterback?
He has a lot of poise. To come in, if you guys watched the game when he stepped in, they really didn't miss a beat. They didn't change the offense. They were with the game plan that they were with. It wasn't much he had to play, but he went in and controlled the game. He had poise to come in and finish. So that's what you see if you've seen the last 3 weeks. He came in with poise. He came in control of the offense, running the plays that they're asking him to play, executing the downs, and winning games.
You have a ton of playoff experience as a player. But now as a coach, having called plays in a playoff game, what was that experience like for you? That was the first time in a playoff game calling, you know, dialing in pressure.
I tell you what, man, I call it grace. To be in this league, have played 15 years, and playing and coached 15 years. Three of the last four Super Bowls I've been a part of coaching, one playing. And the main thing that I wake up with every morning is the opportunity to tell these guys about my experience on how to do it and to call it last week and to be in the moment. And one of the things that you always thought about and from Coach Holmgren to Pete to being with Q, you always, again, remain poised. Do what we always do. And understanding the situations, how to call them, understanding that you are going to see what everybody called the best offense. And how are you going to respond? Are you going to be emotional or are you going to keep everybody poised? And, again, it goes back to getting the players prepared but also having that experience that I have to get the coaches prepared. So that has been a blessing within itself. And it's been awesome just to watch the guys go out, and we understood that being road warriors, you have to do the small details right, down in and down out, and that's what these guys are doing. So thank you.
Keanu, I asked him kind of some football-specific questions, technique things that you might have taught him, and he was, bless his heart, talking in vague generalities and not saying a damn thing. But if you could, you know, kind of give me some specific things, maybe not necessarily with him, but some of your secondary guys that you have.
I tell you what. Since I've come here, and take my hat off again, I learned a lot from Chris Richard and Pete Carroll. Not only what I learned in the league, but just the way and style that we wanted to play with, and we adapted it here. So I think one of the things is from the first day that I've gotten here, not only working on the footwork and technique on how we play press coverages, how we play our zones, teaching it from day one, and the due diligence that it takes day in and day out to be detailed. We don't have a lot of defense. You guys know that. We don't have a lot, but we are very detailed. And the detail of expectations of understanding that they have to make our defense come to life, and they're doing an awesome job at it.
To go back to Johnny for a second, what does he do that's unique to him, and is there anybody that you really see in him too?
Well, outside of rushing for over 100 yards against us, that's one thing, and I know – you know, he has the confidence that he's going to go because he came in and ran on us at home. So, you know, he's only going to be confident when he's on the road. So I think the thing about it is, and you go back and look at the game when we played him, we didn't do a lot of – it was one-man tackles. And that's not how we played football. You watched it last week. You watched it a week prior to that. We're better than we were because we're now on the details, and we're now understanding that it is not one man. It is not one man. Yes, I have to own and dominate my gap, but it's not one man, and I think that's the difference.
Yeah, just kind of generally the process of when you did interview, I guess, would be over the work for, you know, with the job. You kind of knew you were going to get it, but there was that process.
I tell you what, man, and to give God all the glory, from the first day that Dan hired me 7 years ago at Florida, it was different. Then when I went back to Seattle and he came back later, I was on defense the entire time. And he told me, he was like, your interview process started way back when. And he was like, I don't have a problem with you calling it. I don't have a problem with you organize it. I just want you to continue to do what I ask you to do and build a culture of this staff, and you're doing a great job at it. So calling the game, standing next to him, like I said, I say it all the time, standing next to him in the press box in these moments, NFC championships, in Super Bowls, that experience alone you can only take to that moment. And it was just, again, keeping everybody poised, you staying poised, understanding the moment,